no reason for change. Verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. As you received Him, there's no reason for change. Walk ye in Him. Now, we have plenty of reasons to change about many things, don't we? I could talk about that all night long. But here's one place where, by the grace of God, we should never change. I love that proverb that says, meddle not with them that are given to change. I don't want to change right here. However it was I received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's how I want to walk in Him. Now, a believer is one who has received the Lord Jesus Christ. While there's no merit in the act of receiving Christ, it is the evidence that He was given to you. Now, I realize that human religion, false religion, makes the act of receiving Christ what saves you. God loves everybody. Christ died for everybody. God wants to save everybody. But it's your act of receiving Him that is the difference between you and someone who is not saved. Now, the act of reception is not salvation. It's the result of salvation. He saved me, and I receive Him. If you or I don't receive Him, it's because God never gave Him to us. The act of reception is the result of God giving Him to you. Now, He's given to us, and we take Him. That's what receiving is. If I give you something, you take it, you receive it. I am my beloved's, and He is mine. We receive Him like an empty vessel receives water. Just empty. And He doesn't leak out if we receive Him. We receive Him as a highly honored and welcomed guest that we're so privileged to have. We receive Him as a starving person receives bread. We receive Him as a thirsty person receives water. We receive Him as a bankrupt person receives the payment of all their debts. We receive Him as the bride receives her husband. We receive Him as the captive receives the one who set them free. We receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive a person. Now, Paul says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Now, as has to do with the way you first received Him. And I'm going to call upon us as the Lord enables us. I don't know when the day it was when I first received Him. I really can't remember that. Don't know. I don't know how long it took for me to receive Him. I don't know how long the Lord was dealing with me. But I know this. There was a time when I did actually receive Him. And remember what it was like when you received Him. The Lord said to the church at Sardis, remember how you have received. May the Lord enable all of us to do that, even tonight, to remember how you received. For however it was you received Him, that's the way we're called to walk in Him. Now, we received Him, first of all, as Christ Jesus the Lord. That's the way we received Him. We received Him as God's Christ, as God's prophet, as the very Word of God. Every word He spoke was precious to us. Didn't matter what the subject was, whatever He was dealing with, if He said it, it was precious because He said it. Oh, how precious were His words. While some found His words to be hard sayings, when you heard His word, when you received Him, you found His words to be words of spirit and words of life. It wasn't dry doctrine to you. It was words of spirit and words of life. You didn't ask questions like, well, what do I need to hear in order to be saved? Or what do you not have to hear to be... You didn't ask questions like that. Every word He said was precious. He's God's prophet. He's the very Word of God. When you first received Him, you received Him as God's priest. The priest of God's providing. You knew the only way at that time that you could come into the presence of God and be accepted is because of the Lord Jesus Christ as your priest bringing you into the presence of God. You were sure of that. You knew there's no way that you could come into God's presence unless He brought you there. And oh, how you trusted His sacrifice. How you knew His sacrifice made you acceptable before God. How you trusted His righteousness. When you first came to Him, you received Him as God's priest. And when you first came to Him, you received Him as God's King. The King of Kings and your King. That's how you received Him. You received Him as the Christ. And you received Him as Jesus, the Savior. You knew this. The only way you could be saved is for Him to save you. And He had to do it all. And that's the way you received Him. You received Him as your Savior. Oh, isn't it joyous to know He saved you from your sins? Oh, how you rejoiced in Him as your Savior. And you received Him as the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Lord of creation. He's the Creator of the universe. And you knew that. He's the Lord of providence. He controls everything. Everybody's in His hands. That's how you received Him. He's the Lord of salvation. You know you received Him as Christ Jesus, the Lord. Now, as you received Him, how did you receive Him? Now, we received Him as Christ Jesus, the Lord. But remember, Paul says, as you received Him. I'm not only talking about who you received, but as you received Him. Now, when you first received Christ, how did you receive Him as far as your experience goes? And you know, I know this is my experience. I received Him by asking for Him. In my experience, I received Him. When I first received Christ, remember, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. The Scripture says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Ask, and you shall receive. Everything you received from Him, you ask for. Now, God moved you to ask for it. You know that. You realize that. But when you were saved, you know what you said? You said, Lord, save me. Save me. I can't save myself. When you were given mercy, you asked for mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. When you were given grace, you asked for grace. When you were given the forgiveness of sins, you asked the Lord, please forgive me of my sins. When you were given grace to believe, you asked the Lord to give you grace to believe. There was a time when you didn't even know what it was to believe. You'd hear the preacher say to believe, and you didn't know what it meant, and you asked the Lord to give you that faith. When you first believed, you asked the Lord to grant you repentance. You didn't even know what it meant to repent. You said, Lord, whatever repentance is, give it to me. When you received the Lord first, you received by asking Him. If you're going to be clean, you're going to ask Him to make you clean. If you're going to believe, you'll be asking Him to believe as you received, asking Him. Now, isn't that true to your experience? You asked the Lord to save you. Now, is there a reason to change? Is there any reason to change that? As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, asking Him for everything you have, you ask. You have not because you ask not. As you remain an asker. Remain somebody who's always asking the Lord for all these things. You know, I want to be somebody just like that, don't you? I want, when the Lord looks at me, I want Him to see someone who's asking Him for things. Asking Him for me. I'm not talking about material things, although we're thankful for the material things He provides. Like I said, I've been mighty thankful for a warm house the last couple of days. I mean, and we're thankful for those things, but I'm talking about asking for mercy, asking for grace, asking for His presence, asking for Him. As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. You don't have any reason to change. Secondly, John, turn with me to John 1. Verse 12. But as many as received Him, there it is, you received Him. You received a person. You received the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that means you believed on His name. I love the simplicity of that. The name of Christ is who He is. It's not just knowing the audible name, it's knowing the person behind the name. When God proclaimed His name before Moses, He proclaimed His attributes, His justice, His holiness, the forgiveness of sins, His goodness, His grace. The name of the Lord is who He is. And we believe, we rely on His name. What that means is two things. First of all, we believe Him as He is. We believe Him as He's revealed in the Scriptures. You believe Him to be very God of very God and the man Christ Jesus. You really believe that in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in a body. You really believe that He reigns. You really believe that He's the King. You really believe that your salvation was in His hands because He's utterly sovereign. These are not just things proven to you. You know who He is. And you believe. You believe on His name. But even more than that, that word believe means you're relying on His name. When you first received the Lord Jesus Christ, you were relying on who He is completely to save you. You were relying on Him to will your salvation. You came to Him like a leper did. Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. You were relying on His righteousness as the only righteousness that would make you acceptable before God. When you first came to Him, you really believed that the only plea you had was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believed on His name. You relied on His name. You relied upon who He is. You believed who He is, but more than that, when you first came to Him, you completely relied on who He is as all that was needed to make you accepted before God, didn't you? When you first came to Him, when you first received Him, that's what you did. Now, is there any reason to change that position? Any reason at all? As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, believing, relying on His name. And you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I don't know how long ago I received the Lord Jesus Christ, but I did receive Him. But I do know this. The way I first received Him, believing on His name, that's precisely what I'm doing right now. I'm believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as making me acceptable before God. I turn to Matthew chapter 10. The Lord says to His disciples in verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely you have received. Now that same word freely is translated in John chapter 15, verse 25, without a cause. Without a cause. Without a cause in you, you received. Now, when you first received Him, you knew that there was no cause in you to merit Him. You knew it was all free. The first thing you'd ever experienced, the first one you'd ever experienced, that was free. Oh, you understood the freeness of His grace. You wouldn't dream of paying for Him because you knew you didn't have anything to pay. You received Him with an empty hand when you received Him freely. With an empty hand. No, you didn't hand Him something in order to get back something. You received Him with an empty hand. No good works, no feelings, no experience to pay for Him. As you received Him freely, so walk ye in Him in the joy right now of the freeness of His grace. Isn't free grace wonderful? As you received it, so walk ye in Him in the freeness of His grace. Is there any reason to change? Are you not just as much in need of free grace right now as you were when you first received Him? You know, when you first received Him, you knew it took the grace of God to receive Him. Of His fullness have we all received Him, grace for grace. It took grace just to receive Him. Oh, the freeness of His grace, and that we would walk in the liberty of knowing His grace is free. There's not a cause in us, and there still isn't. It's all together in His Son. Now look in John chapter 1. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. That's our text. Now how did you receive Him? Look in verse 16 of John chapter 1. And of His fullness have all we received. Now, we don't receive part of Him, do we? We receive Him in His fullness. We receive everything about Him. We receive His person. We receive His attributes. We receive His work. We receive His command. You receive Him in His fullness. And there's so many things that His fullness means. We receive Him in the fullness of His body. What's that mean? I love the way the church is called the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. That means if I receive Christ, I receive every one of His members because His church is the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. We receive His people, and in receiving them, we receive Him. We accept them, love them, and esteem them. We see them as they are in Christ, because that's how they really are. You know how I really am, how God sees me? He sees me as His Son. And oh, what love does in receiving one another just like that. We receive them just like they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. That other stuff, it's just temporary. It's going to be done away. Oh, we got to endure with each other and bear up with each other. I realize that, but that's just going to be for a little while. One of these days, every believer, as our Lord says, is going to shine like the sun. And that's how we receive His people. We receive His fullness in receiving those He sends to preach to us. In receiving that, we receive Himself. He said, He that receiveth you, receiveth me. Listen to this scripture from John chapter 13, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Now, in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, it has something to do with us receiving the gospel we hear preached and receiving that one who brought the message. I think of what Paul said to the Galatians. He said, "You received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." Now that's the high view we have of the preaching of the gospel. When we receive the preaching of the gospel, we're receiving Christ Himself. Right now, you receive this message, you're receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. And we actually receive Him in His fullness. Now, His fullness that we all receive, this is the best part of this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead in a body, and you are complete." And that's the word full. You're plumb full in Him. You cannot get any more holy. You cannot get any more accepted. You cannot get any more loved. You cannot get any more justified. You cannot get any more perfect than you are right now in Christ Jesus. And you've always been in the Beloved. Receive that. We receive Him in His fullness. However He is to God, that's how we are to God. And we receive Him in His fullness. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, of His fullness have we all received. And grace for grace. We received Him in His fullness. Now next, turn to Luke chapter 19. Do you remember Zacchaeus? He was the chief of the publicans. He was a very bad man. Very bad man. Me and you were too, weren't we? Think you're any less worse than him? He was the chief among the publicans. Doesn't get any worse than that. He was very rich. He'd made his living off deceit and dishonesty. He was the chief among the publicans. And he desired to see Jesus, who he was. Now that's the first work of God's grace in the heart. A desire to see Jesus, who he is. You're not even concerned right now as to whether or not you're saved. You want to know who he is. A desire to see Jesus, who he was. But he found out he couldn't. He was too short of stature. While he wanted to see Jesus who he was, he found out that he could not. But he did what he could. He climbed up in a sycamore tree. He thought that would help him because Jesus of Nazareth was to pass that way. And he just wanted to get a glimpse of him. I don't know how much of that was a true desire to know him, but he just wanted to get a glimpse of him. He'd heard so many things about him. And he climbs up in that sycamore tree. And the Lord was passing through Jericho. And Zacchaeus was waiting. And I don't know whether he spied the Lord at this time or not, but all of a sudden the Lord stopped. And he looked up in that tree. And he said, and this is what he did with you. He called you by name. Zacchaeus! He called your name. Make haste. Come down. Today I must abide at thy house. And you're the only reason the Lord Jesus Christ must do anything is he must do the Father's will. You know what the scripture said Zacchaeus did? Look in verse 6. And he made haste. And he came down. And he received him. How? Joyfully. Joyfully. Now when you first received the Lord Jesus Christ, when you heard your name called, and you came down. You see, the only way up in the kingdom of heaven is down. You came down, down, down. But that's the best place to be. And when you came down, and the only place you can receive him is from down. You can't receive him up here. Down. You received him joyfully. I think of what comes next when the Pharisees, the people that were around Zacchaeus, murmured because the man was gone to be a guest with a sinner. Oh, that was good news to you. That was great. And you said, Lord, behold, half my goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything by any man by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And the Lord said, this day is salvation come into this house. Not because of these things he said, but because he is the son of Abraham. That's why salvation came into this house. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When you received him joyfully. Now, is there any reason for change? As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Acts chapter 2. The setting is the day of Pentecost. The audience, the literal murderers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter looked at this bunch and said, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and with wicked hands have crucified and have slain. And beloved, if you want to find out what you're really like, if you want to know the truth about yourself, if I want to know the truth about myself, if God left you to yourself and left you alone and left me alone, we would have been the actual, literal murderers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will not have this man to reign over us. And that's who Peter was talking to, and he preached the gospel to them. This same Jesus whom you crucified, God hath made him Lord and Christ. Verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Now, there were some who received his word. 3,000 people were converted, were saved. But how did they receive it? Gladly. I'll tell you when you'll gladly receive the word. When you take your place as a guilty sinner and hear the gospel, oh, you will gladly receive the word with gladness. Now, how we receive Christ's person is seen in how we receive his word, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, with gladness, hearing it as good news. Paul said to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it, not as the word of men, not as the preacher's opinion, not as a denominational distinctive, not as this religious group's persuasion. You received it as it is in truth, the Word of God. Now, when you receive the Word of God, you receive the Word of God gladly. Now, when we hear the gospel, to see if we agree with what the preacher is saying. If we hear the gospel with the cold ear of the critic, we're going to have no gladness. But when we see our own personal guilt, as they did on Pentecost, and cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, then we receive the word of God with gladness. Gladness. Turn to Acts chapter 17. I love this passage of Scripture. Paul was preaching, and we read in verse 2, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead. And this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. There's the gospel. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found him not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there's another king, one Jesus." One Jesus, I love that. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they'd taken the security of Jason and the others, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went unto the synagogue of the Jews. Now listen to this. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And they searched the Scriptures daily whether these things were so. They received the word. Now, when you first receive the word, and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ is receiving his word, you received his word with all readiness of mind, didn't you? Well, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord. And you wanted to make sure everything you heard was according to the Scriptures. They searched the Scriptures daily whether these things be so. You wanted to make sure this is the truth you're hearing. Well, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Got one more, James chapter 1. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, when you first received Christ Jesus the Lord, it's because he, of his own will, begat you. He birthed you. He gave you life. You were dead, and he took his word, and he gave you life, and you believed. And it was a work of God alone, and you knew it. Of his own will begat he us with what? With the word of truth, with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, since salvation comes through the word of truth, since God begets through the word of truth, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Oh, don't you want to be that? I want to be swift to hear. Swift to hear what God says. Swift to bow to what God says. Swift to receive what God says. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to say, here's what I think. Slow to wrath, to pop off at what God has said. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. That means the implanted word. You know, when he begat you, he implanted his word in your heart. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. with meekness. I love meekness. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's the clothing of God's elect, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, meekness, humbleness of mind. It's the way we're to present the truth, but most especially, it's the way we're to hear the truth. With meekness. That spirit that's in the sight of God of great price. I love that scripture, a meek and quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, when you first heard the gospel, when you first, and really, hearing the gospel is receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, don't change it. Don't change. No reason for change. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Now that is every place in the New Testament I found regarding the reception of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you received Him. As you received Him. Now if you're a believer, you received Him. You received Him. You didn't just receive a new way of thinking or a new lifestyle or a new doctrine. You received the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You received Him. What a blessed day that was and is. And when you received Him as Christ Jesus the Lord, you received Him first by asking for Him. You asked. So walk in Him. You received Him by believing on His name. So walk ye in Him. You received Him in His fullness. So walk ye in Him. You received Him joyfully. So walk ye in Him. I don't care what's going on in your life. You have a reason for joy, don't you? If you've received the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't say that callously. I mean, there are very many painful things, no doubt. But receive Him joyfully. They received His Word gladly. We receive His Word with readiness of mind. And we receive His Word in meekness and humility. As you received Christ Jesus the Lord for the very first time, may this characterize our walk. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Let's pray together.